The Chatham School District has been awarded over $1.1 million in federal COVID relief funding, most recently over $700,000 in American Rescue Plan funding, according to the state's education website. The federal relief money has not been mentioned in nearly 3 months of highly emotional and often tense public negotiations between the district's Board of Education and Clukwan leadership over the future of its school. Clukwan's enrollment dropped to 6 students this October, below the threshold of 10, the minimum to receive state funding. Superintendent Bruce Howe confirmed via email that the district is working on the application to the state to receive the $700,000 grant, but he did not respond to repeated requests for comment on whether the funding could be spent to fill the gap at Clukwan. The 5-member Chatham School District Board of Education did not respond to requests for comment. Grant Robinson, spokesperson for the Alaska Department of Education and Early Development, or DEED, said applications are reviewed on a rolling basis and there is no set deadline. At a special roundtable November 17th, board members estimated the budget shortfall for Clukwan School to be around $268,000 this year. Superintendent Bruce Houck.
We are, having to supplement their budget at the expense of the other sites. And the board did agree to do that. And so, but now that we're below the 10, that puts a different point on it.
The district has budgeted for a full-time teacher in Clukwan at $64,000 a year, but has not secured a teacher this fall. Clukwan's 6 elementary school students have been taught by substitutes since August. In recent weeks, the board debated whether to hire a teacher for next term, given the current discussions on whether to close the school. On Tuesday, Principal Bradley King confirmed the district had hired a teacher, but only for January through March. That's after urging from the Clukwan community. They say that a teacher is key to drawing students back to the school and boosting enrollment. Shauna Kinnison is a member of the Clukwan Advisory School Board.
It's just kind of embarrassing to keep asking people, do you want to come back to school? Do you want to come to Clukwan School? And they say, do you have a teacher yet? So we're sort of a little bit at a standstill on recruitment.
According to the state website, the Chatham School District was awarded $84,000 in CARES Act funds in 2020, but failed to spend it, so it then rolled over. So far in 2021, they spent just $58,000 of that award. In 2021, they were awarded another $300,000 in COVID relief funding, and to date have spent just over $103,000. The $700,000 grant would provide about a 22% boost to the district's budget. That's over $3.2 million for 2021 to support 4 school sites and 136 students. In the meantime, the Chilkat Indian Village of Clukwan has moved to fill in the gaps. When the district failed to fix Clukwan's school bus, CIV loaned the village van for school pickup and drop-off for the last year, covering the cost of gas and recruited volunteer drivers. The tribal government organized volunteers to provide on-site support for tutoring and special events, a hot lunch program, which was eliminated by the district last year, and are providing free snowplow services for the school. Most recently, it's proposed covering the school building's water, sewer, and some heating fuel expenses to help the district cut costs, as well as continue providing transportation. Dan Hotch is a member of the Clukwan Advisory School Board and a village tribal member, and told Chatham board members that it will be up for a vote by the tribal council this week.
We're trying to find different ways we can really help out the district, and the village is bending over backwards trying to figure out what we can do to help too. And at our next meeting, we're going to present trying to help a little bit more on the fuel cost too, just for the building, but that has to be voted on by the council.
The next special meeting on the future of the Clukwan School is scheduled for 6 p.m. Thursday, December 9th. In Haines, I'm Corinne Smith.